So we're just finishing off the 78th Mizmor of Tehillim, which has to do with the, in some sense, the basic logic for why David was chosen to lead the Jewish people. So a little bit of history, very briefly, is in order that before the emergence of David, so we know there were different leaders. There was Shaul immediately preceding him from the tribe of Benjamin, and before that, the Jewish people were not a monarchy, but they were centered around the Mishkan in Shiloh, which lasted for 369 years. So that story is repeated. It's destroyed in the days of Eli the Kohen. He was a personally righteous man, but he's a failure as a father in terms of directing his children properly. So the Pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh Ohel Shekein Badan, that God allowed and abandoned the sanctuary in Shiloh. Vayitain La Shavi Uzo, he allowed his source of strength, or the symbol of his strength, to be captured, right? The Aron was taken by the Plishtim, B'tifarto B'yadzar, V'yazger L'chera V'mo, he allowed his people to be defeated by the sword of V'nachlato Hitabar. He became very enraged at his Nachala, his chosen people, and his land. And then, skipping ahead a few psukim, V'yimas B'ohal Yosef, again, the repudiation of the Mishkan in Shiloh, V'shevet Ephraim Lo Bachar, Shiloh being in the tribal area of Ephraim, and rather, in its place, he chose the tribe of Yehudah, and eventually the place where the Beit HaMikdash should be on Mount Moriah. Vayivchar Shevet Yehudah Har Tzion Asher Ahev, Vayiven Kimo Ramim Mikdasho, Keretz Yisadal Le'olam. You see that there's anticipation. Obviously, the Beit HaMikdash hadn't yet been built, but this was the place, as the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham, Vayivchar B'David Avdo, and he chose his servant David. So this is very important. King David is inextricably linked with the city of Yerushalayim. In fact, it was David who made Jerusalem the national capital of the Jewish people. There had been a civil war. His tribal capital was in Hebron, where he was for approximately 7 years, and then a little more than that, and then he becomes the king over the entire Jewish people, and of course he moves his capital to Jerusalem. So you have Vayivchar b'David Avdo in the context of a discussion of, you know, the selection of Jerusalem. And we have that every single day in the Shemona Esrei. We have it back to back. L'Yerushalayim Ircha, what's the next blessing? Es Semach David Avdecha. In fact, historically, they were part of one blessing. So this is the part that I wanted to focus on as we conclude. Vayikachehu Mimichlos Tzon. That God took David from the flocks of sheep, me'achar alos hevio. So he took him from a position. He wasn't a governor beforehand or a senator. He wasn't even a reality TV star before he became the king. So what relevant experience did he have? He was a shepherd. So how did that help? Me'achar alos hevio deros biyakov amo v'Yisrael nachlaso vayareim kitom levavo, his purity of heart. So that he would lead them in the wisdom of his hands. So basically, the Medrash comments here that God watched how David took care of the flocks. So it happens to be, I didn't know this before reading the Medrash, not surprisingly, but it happens to be that the young lambs and goats have a harder time eating grass. They can only eat like the really soft grass, kind of like humans. That I knew, right? You have to give them the soft food. You can't just give them hard carrots to chew on when they're 6 weeks old. So he would bring them in first and they would eat the top of the grass, which is the softest. And then the adults, so to speak, he would bring in and they would eat the regular grass. And then the older members of the flock, they would eat the down to the shorashim, the roots, because, they had the hardest, teeth, so to speak. So when God saw this, he saw two virtues in David. He saw, first of all, compassion. That's a reference to here to Vayarim Kitom Levavot Mimut Lev. He saw that there was a goodness to him, that he thought about the needs of each and every animal. And also there was a seichel, there was a wisdom to it. And that's always the hallmark of Jewish leadership. The synthesis of a caring heart, but a seichel. Seichel Hayashar, to be able to implement it properly. You could have all the good intentions in the world, but if you can't get organized, if you can't think about how we're going to implement the strategy, then it's not going to help. It's not going to help. And the same thing is true, in the other direction. You get a person who is the greatest management consultant in the world, and he can execute on any plan, but he's heartless. So Jewish leadership is always built off that combination, right? Care, deep care, and also competence in execution. And that's why the pasuk says, "Me'achar elos havio," that he brought him from after the young members of the flock, "Liros b'Yakov amo v'Yisrael nachlaso." God said, quote the Medrash, "Yavo v'yiratzoni," this one who was yadata liros esatzon, who knew how to take care of the sheep, "Yavo v'yiratzoni," let him come and be the shepherd of my flock. Because after all, when Moshe prayed for a successor, for a leader, what did he pray for? We just read it last week's Parsha, that the Jewish people should not be as a flock without a shepherd, katzon asher ein lahem ro'eh. And of course, that was the strength of King David. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and look forward to seeing everybody either via Zoom or in person at 8:15 this evening. And God willing, again, continue to build in strength, mechayel, el chayel, as we move ahead with these phases.